Speaking on this program is Mark Lantz.
John 10, verse 10, "The thief cometh but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." That's his purpose. But now the Lord came for a different reason. "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." Now, they were living physically, but He wanted them to live. He's talking about spiritually, to have that spiritual life within them. See, there's a lot of walking dead people. Oh, physically they're alive. They have blood running through their veins, but actually they're dead because they are spiritually dead because they haven't come to the Lord. They haven't given their life to God. And spiritual death is far greater than physical death. And if we are in a right relationship with God spiritually, we don't even have to fear physical death. But now He says that "I come that they may have life more abundantly." Now, there's a couple different things we could think about here. We talk about the physical things. God, Jesus, has promised us that we'll have the things that we need in life if we'll put the kingdom first. Now, the problem is with most people, they don't want to put the kingdom first, but they still want the blessings. Brethren, this presents a problem because if we're not willing to serve God with all of our heart, not just when it's convenient for us, but if we're willing to serve God with all of our heart, He will provide what we need. But now, the abundant life, brethren, is really when we serve God according to His will. Not according to man's will. Not what may simply make me feel good. Because there's times in life that we may not physically feel good. Maybe some are sick this morning. And there may be times in life when things are not going very well. But brethren, when we are a Christian, when we are a child of God, serving God faithfully, we can have the joy that comes with knowing that we're heaven bound and that heaven is where we're going to dwell at with God. Now that is where the abundant life is. Sometimes we look at the world and there's a temptation, there's a lure there to look at the world and think, boy, look how they're living. Man, they're really enjoying all the good stuff. But boy, that is to very badly misunderstand what really is good. Brethren, the good life is in serving God. Think about some people that, oh, they had what sometimes the world calls living it up last night. They had the good stuff. They went out and lived worldly. Now, this morning, perhaps some of them were in jail because of what they did last night. Perhaps some of them have wrecked their cars and they have damage to the cars. Maybe even some have lost their life over what they did last night because they weren't serving God. And perhaps even others. And this would certainly be a big category of people. They're trying to put family back together where they have harmed their family because of what they did last night that Satan had to offer, what the world had to offer. So when we look at things and really weigh them out on the scale, we find out that's not where the good life is. The good life, the abundant life, is by serving God with all of our hearts. We read in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, Paul said these words. He says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." There's where the abundant life is. It's in serving God. Now, think of Paul. Think of all of the people that lived in his generation, whether young or old at that time, the same age as him, older than him, younger than him. Think about all those people. They are all dead and gone from this world. But yet still, every single one of them exists somewhere. But where do they exist? It's one of two places, either paradise or torment. But the ones that serve God faithfully, they live in a place called paradise, sometimes also referred to as Abraham's bosom. But that's because they gave their life to God. And we see all these books that are written. Sometimes people come through holding seminars. We have all these helps. Now, some of them can be good. But it's trying to teach how to have a joyful, wonderful life. Brethren, that can only be found by serving God. And if you're looking anywhere else, you're looking in the wrong place. And if you're not serving God, you cannot truly say that you have the joy that can only come by serving God, because that is only to Christians. But now I want you as Christians to think about something this morning. Sometimes we tend to hang our heads and we look at life's difficulties. And I even looked at this sermon and in a time in life when, you know, there's some bumps in the road for me and for my family. Everything is not always easy. Well, do you want to do a sermon like that about joy and gaining the most out of life during a time like this? Yes. See, I need it as much as anybody else does. But the abundant life, brethren, it comes through being willing to sacrifice. And let me say this, most people are not willing to do that. The world is not willing to sacrifice. They want what they have coming to them. But now, there's another group sometimes they're not willing to sacrifice. And that's even members of the body of Christ. Oh, they are willing to be baptized. They're willing to do that. But that's it. And then we have another group that's willing to, they'll come here and they'll come there. But are you willing to sacrifice your life for God? Are you willing to give your life for God? Everything that you have, your entire being, Paul said, it is Christ that liveth in me. Mark, how can you overcome these difficulties that you do face? And brethren, they're very real in my life, just as they are in your life. How do we deal with them? How can you still be joyful? By being in Christ and doing what He has told me through His will. Yes, and that will require sacrifice. And here's one thing about giving, not just of our financial means, but difficulties come. Well, sacrifice. I need people to be sacrificing for me now. Don't you get it? I need people to be doing something for me. God did not miss it. You keep on serving God according to His will. And yes, you keep on sacrificing. Because here's one thing that we learn. If all that I do, and brethren, some people do this, if all that I do is focus on me and my problems and life and look at me, woe is me, nothing's going to happen right for me. No wonder we're down in the mouth. No wonder we can't look up and see anything that's good. We're not doing what God said. He said, you still sacrifice. You mean even when things are not as we would want them to be? Yes. And I've preached this sermon when things are not always perfect in my own life, with things that we have to deal with. It's not always easy. But yes, I decided I would preach it anyway, because we preach the entire counsel of God. And wherever it falls, it falls. But brethren, we need to be willing to sacrifice of our time, of our efforts. We need to put God first in all things. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 10 and 11, Paul said this, "Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Serving God with all of our heart, with all of our being. Brethren, can we say that we're doing that? This morning, can you say that we're doing what God would have us to do? Brethren, if we're not willing to do that, we don't really have the joy that God has for us. And I want you to answer something within yourself this morning. It could be that you're here and you don't have the joy that God wants you to have. Now, maybe you have some of the joy that the world offers because there's pleasure in sin, but that's not where it stops for a season. Oh, it may make you happy for a little while. Living like the world, there's a certain amount of pleasure in it until the consequences. And then we look at it and say, I'm not so sure that I should have done that. Now I'm paying a very heavy price for that. But brethren, let me ask you this. Do we learn from our past mistakes? Do we learn that there's certain things that I need to leave alone, certain things that I shouldn't do, but I need to be fervent in spirit, serving God with all of my being? You look back at the apostles. You look back at the prophets. They were faithful unto God. But virtually all of them served under difficult circumstances. You think Peter and John, when they were putting them in prison, they said, well, this is easy being a Christian. No, everything is not always easy. But I do know this. I read where they didn't stop. I read where they said we ought to serve God rather than men when they were told to quit preaching the Word of God. Did they have joy in their heart during those difficult times? Yes. Because they knew who their Savior was. And they knew that they had followed Him as He had instructed them. And this morning, if you're not doing that, if you have let life's difficulties rob you of the joy that comes by being faithful to God, you need to do something about it this morning, because a lot of people do that. Well, difficulties have come. I don't know that I want to keep serving God. I thought this was going to be an easy road. God never promised you that. Oh, the road is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. Not because they can't, because they're not willing to go down that road. The road to destruction is broad. It's easier to go down that road. It's easier to follow the crowd and be like everybody else. But brethren, sometimes we have to stand out and be different and be what God would have me to be, even when it's not popular with everybody else. In Luke chapter 12, verse 15, we read these words. And He said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. Oh, I would have joy in my life if only I had this, if only I had that, if this took place in life, if my health was restored, if I had this possession, if I had that possession, then I would be happy. Brethren, you can be happy right now, knowing that if you serve God, heaven is your home and you have God as your helper right now. But now, if you're not serving God, you need to realize you're outside of Christ. You're lost. Your soul is in danger. And you may have this life's goods. And you may feel good about those things. But you haven't looked at the complete picture. You haven't looked at your soul to see the condition of your soul, that it's lost. Well, we're prospering, aren't we? We have these things. We have cars to drive. We have houses. We have furniture. We can do this. We can do that. Look what I have done. Oh, thou fool, this night will thy soul be required of thee. See, it's not the things that we have that bring joy. It's not how much money that you have. It's not the one that dies with the biggest toys or the most toys. It's the one that dies in the Lord. Because you can have very little of this world's goods and still have joy and contentment, knowing that heaven is your home and that you are following God as you should. But brethren, we have to let our light shine. And I want us to think as adults. I look around, and I think that actually will prove me right after this sermon's over. You look at our young people, the ones that can get up and down those hallways pretty fast. I have a little trouble doing that right now. Just get up and down the hallways seems pretty good sometimes. You ever watch children at Vacation Bible School? One of the greatest joys of Vacation Bible School is watching the children. They'll sing those songs, and they'll sing them with all of their heart. Every ounce of their being is in it. You know what I see out of adults sometimes? Oh, how I love Jesus. Is that us? Is that how we sing? And you can see the children. They're glad to be here. Can we say the same as adults? Can we sing the song as though we were in Vacation Bible School? This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Not going to let Satan blow it out. Or has he already blown it out? But your light's not shining. If it is, you're robbed of the joy that God wants you to have. See, our life should be one that is of joy. And when we sing the songs of praise unto God, we should sing them as though that we mean them and though they come from the heart. It's not that I'm required to sing these songs and then we have punched our card and then we go home. No! We have come here to worship God. What a blessing it is! So I will serve God with joy. And I will never again use the phrase, we have to go to church. That's not a correct phrase to begin with, but you get the idea. Brother, we are blessed with the privilege to be able to come and worship and serve God and to study His will, to be with other Christians, to enjoy the blessings of being together. Brethren, we sometimes ignore the greater blessings and put more emphasis on the lesser blessings. Sometimes things are good within themselves. But brethren, they're going to be burned up when this world is destroyed on the last day. You can't take them with you. But you can send treasures on above up to heaven. Have you sent any treasures up there? Tomorrow, if this world still stands, you can go down to the bank. You can say, I'd like all the money out of my savings accounts. If you haven't put a penny in that savings account, you'll get zero out. If you put $20 in the account, well, that's not much. Well, they'll give you $20 if you want to get everything out of your account. But now, if you have a great sum in there and you wanted to take it out, you could take out a lot because you have put that there. But how much have you sent on above? Oh, we've got to save for 401k plans and retirement. What age can retire? Well, it used to be this age. Now they've... You get to 65, well now it's 67, and now they're talking about 70. Rather than have we ever stopped to think, by the time we get that age, there's not a lot of years left to begin with. We've put a lot of emphasis, and maybe the most emphasis, on the short period of time. But eternity is forever. Have you sent treasures on above that they'll be waiting there for you? Somebody clear the chart off the top. But brethren, when we serve God, we have to sacrifice. And sacrifice is gained by serving our Lord. This morning, I want you to look at your life. Yes, I looked at this sermon. I looked at it when things were not always easy in life. Oh, there's some difficulties taking place. Brethren, I can say this. Sometimes, as a human being, we may say, God, if you love me so much, how come life is so hard? I would imagine there's a lot of people that have felt that way. But then I also find this. Be still and know that I am God. God is still in control. God has not left me. Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's not going to start with me. You see, we have a choice. And every one of you have this choice this morning. Every single one of you of the age of accountability. You have a choice to make this morning. You can worship God with all of your hearts. And you can send treasures on above. Or you can spend all of your time, all of your effort, trying to gain all that you can in this life. And eventually it will be destroyed. And what you're going to find out on the day of judgment is that you're bankrupt because you didn't send anything on above. You didn't lay any treasures in heaven where moth and rust doesn't destroy and where thieves do not break through and steal. Where is your treasure this morning? And let me ask on a personal basis, what if the elders were considering different things, and we do. We had a deacon's meeting and involved with the youth. But what if you're a member of the body of Christ this morning here at Chalmette? But the elders were doing different things. Hey, the ladies' day, that's one area. The youth, that's one area. So we got ladies involved. There's young people involved. What about you men? Well, I think Trey's down to lock the door today and make sure everything's taken care of. And I think Mike had that last week and maybe Scott the week before. But we're doing different things. So there's opportunity for both men and women to serve. Things for young people can be involved with. But could the elders come to you this morning and say, we would like for you to. Now you can fill in the blank. Or would the elders have to say, don't ask them. Start with, they may or may not be here. You can't ask that person. Is that you? If it is, if you're honest, you know that you need to repent. Because your heart's not where it needs to be. This morning, say the elders had met and some things we wanted to do, but and you're pretty much here, but would we have to say, don't ask him or her because we know it wouldn't get done if you put it in their hands? Is that you? See, only you can answer that. I can't answer that. Only you can. But do you have any treasures waiting up above for you? If you don't, would you repent? This morning, if you're not even a Christian, if you haven't repented and been baptized, and you're not a part of the one body that the Lord died for, would you obey the gospel this morning? Do you have any treasures waiting for you? Oh, not in your bank account. But do you have any treasures in heaven? Because if you don't,